We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The final out has been made. Let's talk about what just happened. The good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, with the franchise, Tim Allen, on the Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
It is a final from American Family Field. The game and the series and the results are good. A Brewers 6-5, 10-inning walk-off victory off the bat of Jackie Bradley Jr. And welcome in, everybody. It is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. This was a ball game right here, and a huge win for the Brewers. Huge, huge. Now, again, it only gives them a series tie, 2-2, but that's a good baseball team. I'm telling you, that San Diego Padre team is pretty damn good. And the Brewers basically took it to them again in a couple of series here, sweep them out in San Diego, split here in Milwaukee, and they've got a 5-2 mark in those seven games. They've got a 3-1 mark in the four games against the L.A. Dodgers. Pretty good test for the Milwaukee Brewers. And how did they do today during the test today? Well, it was point counterpoint, punch, I should say, with this baseball game today. Everyone just swinging haymakers. Scoreless into the fifth inning. Rami Makhlouf, scoreless into the fifth inning, and then all hell breaks loose and ends up 6-5.
That's a hell of a game, Tim. Yeah. I could hardly keep up with it because I'm over here, you know, hosting a sports talk radio show, and I was coordinating Sparky's birthday celebration on the Midday Madness today along with Plucker. There's a lot going on here, and it was like every time I turned around and looked at the TVs after the fifth inning when the scoring actually started, the lead had changed. It was insane.
And now we have to discuss a couple of different things. Brewers offense, well, they put up 6 runs here in 10 innings. Willie Adames, those of you that didn't like the trade, I like it for now. I'm open-ended down the line.
Did you like it from the beginning, or were you as confused by it initially as I was? Because I couldn't make sense of it all Friday, Tim, and then I thought about it over the weekend. I read some stuff, and on Monday I came in, and I went, I can make sense of it now, but still not. The thing that makes it hard to understand or swallow, and you can't really think this way, is you think back to the trade to get Luis Urias and what you gave up in that. But I don't know that that's necessarily a fair way to judge whether they should have made this trade or what they got in return and how much they gave up.
It's a win now for the Brewers. That I think it's a win now for the Brewers, and then we'll find out what Drew Rasmussen is within a couple of years. That's where it comes down to for me with this trade. But this offense here, it's driving me nuts. It's driving you nuts. I'm sure it's driving the organization nuts. It's driving David Stearns nuts. It's driving Craig Counsell nuts. And they finally come through and they break out and they get a couple of big hits. Adames was outstanding today. Triple shy of the cycle. He had a 4-hit game, 4 RBIs for the new Brewers shortstop. Played exceptionally well defensively here. And Adrian Houser, you didn't want to ruin another outing, another wasted outing. Although it was a little on the short side in this one today, Adrian goes 5 innings, but scoreless, holding that San Diego Padres offense down. And then we get to the 10th inning, in which case Craig Counsell has a change of heart here. He has a little come-to-Jesus moment. he has a little introspective moment and says, you know, I have Keston Hiura with a chance to win this baseball game with a base hit. He's 1-for-12 since returning from Nashville. His, you know, he's swinging and missing a little bit too much right now. So can I get something
right now,
productive
that's what he does.
Out of him?
That's what he does.
can I get at least something productive? And boy, wouldn't you know it, he lays down a sacrifice bunt, moving the runner over to third base, and there it is. But Luis Urias, just a shallow fly ball, wasn't enough to get that in. JBJ then didn't let him off the hook. But interestingly enough, the situation arose that Craig Counsell decided to bunt.
And I didn't like it, Tim. I disagree with it. I think sacrifice bunts are stupid. And all the evidence points to sacrifice bunts are stupid. And that was stupid.
No. Yeah. No, that's you're wrong.
No, but
that's
I'm not.
That's where you're wrong.
But I'm
because
not, though.
Now you're telling. Now we'll add these guys to the list.
Okay.
We'll add Craig Counsell to the list of Snitker, Schilt, and Jace Tingler. So those four big league managers. Now Counsell's in with Snitker, Jace Tingler, and Mike Schilt. That just in the last 2 weeks, Rami, have decided to play situational baseball. There are situations that come. I talked a little bit about this last night. I'm getting close to losing my mind.
It didn't even work. You're close to losing your mind on the topic. I'm the one arguing for facts and logic. How are you losing your mind on the topic of whether or not sacrifice bunts are smart? I'm the one on the side of logic, and you all are the ones who are arguing with facts. And I'm the one who's losing my mind over this, and it didn't even work today. I don't know how you come on the air after it didn't work, and they're lucky they got the hit from JBJ after they wasted an out, and act like this made your case. This didn't make your case at all. The sacrifice bunt is not why they won. The only thing they did was possibly delay the win one more batter and almost cost themselves the win, because if Keston Hiura gets a hit, you win. All you did was waste an out.
Okay, so you're telling me with a runner on third, you called the exact same sequence of pitches that you would have with a runner on second? Wrong. That's wrong. Because you don't throw the same sequence of pitches, Rami. In that situation, you can't start throwing balls around in the dirt with a runner on third base with the game on the line. All of it changes with the given situation.
You don't have to put the ball in the dirt against this offense.
Well, they were earlier, and they were swinging and missing at balls in the dirt. But I'm just saying, last night I talked about the entire essence and soul of the sport of baseball. It is all about strategy and situation. That's what the game is entirely made of. It's about how you want to go after a particular hitter. It's about how you want to win this inning second time through, how you want to handle a base runner. Do you want to go hit and run? Do you want to hit behind? Do you give up your at-bat? Do you have a take sign? All of these. There's 1.6 million different scenarios.
I grew up with that too, man. And what we found out as people started doing a little bit of digging is that most of that stuff hurts your chances of scoring runs. You don't see the hit and run anymore because it didn't do a lot of good to help.
We've been seeing it the entire series here, Rami.
I know.
Jace Tingler's been hitting and running the entire series. The Brewers did it just the other day with Avi Garcia.
I'm talking about baseball as a whole. You don't see a ton of it. You don't see a ton of the sacrifice bunts. But the strategy isn't there. And I miss the things that you're talking about, Tim, because I came up with something similar to the baseball that you came up with and what you're talking about right now. And it's part of what I love about this game. It's why I don't want a universal DH. I like the chess match. I like the strategy. I like all of it. But I've had to relearn and be reprogrammed when it comes to certain things, Tim. And one of those things is sacrifice bunts. More times than not, they're real, real dumb, man. They don't help your chances of scoring runs. They're dumb. They're stupid, and they don't help you.
Nope, you're dead wrong. You're dead wrong. You couldn't be more wrong. You're one that sends this false scenario out there that situational baseball is antiquated and fossilized.
Nope.
And that is wrong.
Yesterday I spent, you can ask Sammy Schmitz on the other side of the glass, I spent extensive time on this show, the Rami show, not your show, I'm sorry, on the Rami show, normally airing at this time, talking about how maybe the answer for this Brewers team to score a few more runs is stealing some bags. Not bunting, not giving away outs, risking the possibility of an out by stealing some bases and taking 90 feet at a time and putting pressure on pitchers that way. But I just don't believe in giving away outs, Tim. You get 27 of them, and they're precious.
But that's okay to get cut down stealing. That's giving away an out just by virtue because of your not, decision to run.
Because you're not seeding the out. You're not saying, here, take this out so I can move a runner over. You're doing it with the possibility of moving up 90 feet without even wasting a batter.
Well, I'm just telling you, there's four managers in the last two and a half weeks that tell you you're wrong.
Okay.
Now, the numbers, I'm not going on numbers by Randy Johnson. I'm not going on numbers what Travis Shaw did against lefties 3 years ago. We're playing with today's game.
Yeah.
We're playing with now.
Yeah.
What's right now today. And to bunt, sometimes you don't bunt because he's a sinker ball pitcher and it's tough. And it's tough, and you want a pitcher that goes up. Does your analytics and metrics measure that? Who's on the mound that day? Is he a sinker baller? Is he a junk baller? Is he a high fastball flamethrower? None of that is measured.
Yes, it is.
All of it is measured with
Tim. This
is the deal.
When I give you and others the numbers from the run expectancy chart, I did it this morning with Bart again. That's a generalized chart that's using replacement level hitters and pitchers and that's what goes into the algorithm. And I use that for the purposes of a big, larger conversation that we're having right now about analytics in sports and analytics in baseball and how it's used. They have much more detailed information down there in that dugout and across all 30 dugouts with exactly what you're talking about by putting the actual batter that's at the plate and the pitcher that's on the mound into the algorithm to measure your chances of scoring by measuring hot zones and cold zones of a batter and hot zones and cold zones of a pitcher. All this goes into it, and every time when you punch it into the calculator, it says giving away outs is stupid.
Risking outs is not stupid.
Giving away outs, just saying, here, take this, is stupid.
You can call me stupid, Rami.
I'm not saying you're stupid.
You're calling counsel stupid, too, for
I'm not saying
decision.
You're stupid.
Or smart, the decision is stupid.
Smart people do stupid things all the time. I do stupid things all the time, Tim. Smart people do stupid things all the time. It happens. I'm not saying you're a stupid person if you agree with Tim Allen. I'm not saying Tim Allen is a stupid person. I'm not saying Craig Counsell is a stupid person. I'm saying that's a stupid, misguided decision that's been programmed into you by your whole life of watching and probably playing a little bit of baseball. And I'm telling you, it's okay to ask questions and rethink the way that we've done things if they're not right or if they can be done better, and they can by not giving away outs.
No. We've been reprogrammed by robotic intellect. That's the way we've been reprogrammed. We're supposed to be okay with a three outcome at bat. Slugging percentage, walk, and strikeout.
That's the reprogramming
from Harvard and Yale stepped into our entire soul and essence of baseball. Baseball is about the now.
Ivy League dudes are running the Padres too, Tim, and they do a lot of these things that you're talking about. So numbers can help. Having information and data isn't a bad thing, and using it to affect your decisions isn't a bad thing. Having more information and making more educated decisions is a good thing in baseball and all walks of life.
Certainly is, but they get lost in the numbers, and to write it off the board that giving away an out is the absolute wrong thing to do, that's a wrong philosophy in itself, because we're seeing other managers and other big league organizations get caught up in what they're supposed to be caught up in. That's today's game. Today's game right now. How does it measure gut? How does it measure who's hot and what he did in his last at-bat, his last three swings? Is he seeing the ball well?
If that's what you want to go by, there is no reason to indicate that the Bucks should be that the Brewers should be sacrificing outs, because they so rarely put the ball in play. And that's what I keep telling people, is that maybe it does make sense for the Padres to bunt. You know why? Because they got a bunch of guys in that lineup who can actually hit and put the ball in play consistently. When you have the makeup of the Brewers and your strikeout rate is as high as it is and your batting average and on-base percentage is as low as it is, that's the absolute wrong type of team to be giving away outs with. You just hurt your chances of scoring. You just gave yourself one less at bat to try and score with. It doesn't make sense.
Your chances of getting a hit with this baseball team is 21%. If you're going by the numbers, it's 21% to get
right.
an actual hit.
So every out is that much more precious. That's why you don't give them away.
21%.
Yeah.
If you bunt a runner over, you don't even need the hit. In two batters, you don't even need a hit to win a baseball game. You don't even need to go 21%.
But it,
you don't even have to think about it. All you have to... I would have considered bunting with JBJ right there.
But with a runner on second and nobody out, you have one more at-bat, one more plate appearance to either move that guy over by putting the ball in play or just scoring him with
box,
a hit.
That man in that box has what percent chance to actually get a hit? Based on the numbers, based on the here and now numbers, meaning now, this year, go last 7 days, go last 14, or go this season.
Yeah, but you can't just
That's
go by the
next... That's what I look at.
You don't just go by the next guy in the lineup. That you're playing too small a game, Tim. You don't just make your decision based on the next guy in the lineup. You're looking at your overall chances to score, and when you give away outs, your overall chances of score go down every time.
Which number do you want to go by? The team batting average at 211, or do you want to go by Jackie Bradley Jr. at 149? I don't know.
Good reasons not to bunt. Either one.
No, that's all the reason to bunt to get the run in. That's all the reason to bunt. That's, you know, you take those percentages off. You don't even need to go 21%. That's your max to get a hit right there. That's your maximum. Let's just say it's 30%. That's your max to get a hit right there. It is a win today, but it is a...
Tim.
I believe it's going to be... I think I rustled up this market so much on small ball and situational ball that I love it because it's opening eyes and it's saying no to the heritage of baseball.
Oh, God, here we go.
It is saying no to the robotic way a baseball organization is run.
Don't make this
it's
a
saying
culture
no.
clash.
It's saying we're going to go with gut. And we're going to go with the heritage and the essence and soul.
You're making
of
this a
this
culture.
Sport.
You're making this culture war. You're bringing culture wars to baseball and bunting. Is that what you're doing?
This cannot change. I will not change. And I want your vote come Tuesday.
Can I go home?
I want your vote. That situational baseball is alive and well here in 2021.
With Indeed Instant Match, you can accelerate the hiring process. Just sponsor a job and you'll get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Fast hiring, no speeding tickets. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I can't believe you just turned this into a culture war.
Can you throw it up there on Twitter? I want to just do a little poll. We like to do polls here. Situational baseball, is it alive or dead? In Major League Baseball.
See, that's too broad. Situational baseball is alive. That doesn't mean you have to give away outs.
Situational
that's
baseball
not what we're debating.
Is it alive or dead?
That's not what we're arguing. Situational baseball is alive. That's what shifts are about. That's what bunting to beat a shift is about. There's a lot of situational baseball.
There you go.
Giving away outs is stupid.
Bunting to beat a shift is a wise philosophy.
It's dumb and it's stupid.
Your boy Anthony Rizzo does it all the time down there.
Bunting to beat a shift for a hit, smart.
Is that a bad thing?
No, that's a good thing.
No, you're always bunting to get a hit, even when you're attempting
a
sacrifice.
That's why it's called a sacrifice for a reason.
Keston almost beat that thing out today.
Nobody ever went to sacrifice themselves at the altar and came away alive, Tim, or at least not intentionally. Okay, you're intending to give up your life. That's why it's called a sacrifice bunt. You're giving up your life.
And we're putting the best opportunity to win.
If you say so, man. I mean, there's a mountain of data that says no, but if you think so, if in your gut, you feel like it gives you a better chance, then okay. Go ahead. I can't argue with your gut. If you're just not going to listen to data and facts.
If all of these other managers are doing it, Rami, they're doing the same thing. They have the same philosophy as I do.
By the way, Zach just tweeted me.
The same philosophy.
And a bunch of people are tweeting me. The bunt worked. Rami is tweeting. Must be cheesed. No, it didn't. The bunt didn't work. The bunt did not work today. That's not why the Brewers won.
I think
we got to go to a break.
You can't measure. I think you could make the argument that it did work.
Oh, my
because
God.
Because JBJ may not have seen those particular pitches with a runner on second as opposed to a runner on third. See, it changes this dynamic a little bit. It all changes. And it's those types of things are immeasurable. Because we don't know the sequence of calls, what fingers are being thrown down with a runner at third with two outs or a runner at second with two outs.
Tim, I asked you this. I've asked you this before when we've had this debate. If I told you I could wave a magic wand before you walked into a casino and give you the ability to count cards, would you take that ability and would you use it?
Well, I know how to count cards.
And when you count cards, all you're doing is measuring the odds and the probabilities of your desired outcome, right? And so you would go with you would make the choice as to whether or not to hit or to pass based on your odds and probabilities. You wouldn't go on your gut. Based on your odds and your probabilities if you can count cards, because that's what gives you the best chance to win. That's all analytics is. Guaranteeing any desired outcome. It's just measuring probable outcomes and making the choice that gives you the best chance at that desired outcome. Why wouldn't you take that? Why wouldn't you want that?
Because those numbers you're giving me does not incorporate these exact players in this exact game.
Not the one I'm giving you, but
situation.
They have that. They have that. I don't.
They don't have that. No, they don't.
Okay.
They don't have that. They don't know. You don't have numbers up to speed on what JBJ is with a runner on third in today's
game. What do you think those binders and tablets are filled with?
In today's game.
Yeah.
They don't have the numbers on that pitcher, what he's throwing with a runner at third versus a runner at second base. I'm saying the numbers help, but you have to play situational baseball in today's Major League Baseball. It's not gone. It's not. And don't let anyone tell you it's gone, ever.
No one's telling you it's gone.
Not.
I'm just telling you sacrifice bunts are stupid.
We're seeing it from successful managers, from successful organizations, time and time again. But yet everyone turns a blind eye to it and just believes all these Harvard and Yale Ivy Leaguers that say the game is played in a computer. It's not.
Stop with your catchphrase. Ivy League people are bad. Stop with your culture war triggers, dude. It's baseball, all right? Being smart and going to an Ivy League school is not a bad thing. And using that to your advantage to help you be more successful in baseball and anywhere else is not a bad thing. And it's made us all smarter, more educated baseball fans if you're willing to consume the information.
Like everything in life, there's a balance. But a balance means there's two sides. It doesn't go on analytics alone, is my point. Don't let anyone tell you that this game is based on analytics alone. It's based on the here and the now a lot. Not always. I'm not saying always. Manny Pena last night, I think he should have moved the runners over. That's me. Craig Counsell didn't think so in that situation. But boy, he thought so today. It tells you one thing. It's proof. 100% evidence. Snitker. Schilt.
100%.
Tingler. It's evidence. Situational small ball is not dead in baseball.
Nobody said it's dead. We are very late.
They are.
Nope. Nobody said it's dead. You're taking what I said and running a million miles with it. We're really late for a break.
Well, I can think one thing, but you can call those decisions dumb, and they're pretty intelligent baseball guys making those decisions. So I'm just saying they're right in the group that are making dumb decisions.
Yeah,
according to your philosophy.
I don't know all the information that they had when they made those decisions. There might have been something that they had that said that makes it a good idea.
Bingo! Because that situation called for it that day.
Right, but okay. So do you want me to be
not across the board?
Do you want me to be real specific? 98% of the time, it's dumb to sacrifice an out. Okay. There, are you happy?
All right. Well, all right. We got him to bend 2%. Sam, sound the alarm. At least we dug in 2%. All right, I'll consider this a successful afternoon.
I mean, I assume that you guys would include that margin of error when I'm talking about this, and you wouldn't think that I'm talking in absolutes that 100% of the time you can't sacrifice bunt.
We gotta go to
God, you people, man. Oh.
414-799-1250. I hate to just beat this dead horse, but it bears conversating about, and it's a huge win for the Brewers, 2-2, even up the series against the San Diego Padres. 25-25 through 50 games of the 2021 championship season. 4 games left to the 1/3 mark, and the Brewers, they're hanging in there. We'll be back on 1250 AM The Fan and Odyssey Station.
This segment on 1250 AM The Fan, sponsored by Tally's Tap and Eatery. Looking to hire cooks, servers, bartenders, and curbside attendants. Details on their Facebook page, Tally's Tap and Eatery, Sunset Drive in Waukesha.
Wisconsin postgame show driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. 6-5, the Brewers get the win in 10 innings to earn the split, even up the series at 2-2, and even up their record at 25-25, 50 games in. We're just 4 shy of the 1/3 mark of the season, guys. Want to get your reaction here on the ball game. Jackie Bradley Jr., that had to feel super good for him. Man, he's been struggling. Maybe this will get him on a little bit of a run, but, you know, a sub-150 batting average, yeah, that's tough to take. Guys, that is super tough. But Willy Adames with the big day, 4 hits, a couple of singles, a double, a home run, 4 knocked in the victory, and Adrian Hauser, 5 scoreless. Rami, we can take some phone calls here.
We sure can.
If you want.
You want to go to your guy, Brett, in Tulsa?
Okay. Brett, what do you say, my man?
Hey, guys, good win. Feels like we've been struggling here for 3-4 weeks, but yet we take 5 of 7 against the Padres this year. Tim, can I ask you a question?
Shoot.
Did you say that this team is good at not striking out?
No.
Okay. So, why bunting, like last night, if you want Manny Pena to bunt, Manny Pena is actually a good bunter. I'm with you if Keston Hira is not on deck and you're trusting Keston Hira to put the ball in play. I mean, 1 to 2 years ago, I'm on your side, and still I like situational baseball. I like bunting, but bunting on this team makes no sense. Because
well, they did it today. Let me ask you this. Is it easier to bunt or strike out?
It's easier to bunt, but...
Okay.
I mean, the bunt didn't win the game today because...
Once well, you could argue it did. You could argue it did win the game today. Yes, you could, because the outcome is a victory.
Well, and that's great, but bunting, once you bunt it, you had one chance to put that ball in play without getting a hit. And Luis Urias didn't do that. And once Luis Urias got out, now you're back to square one. And
luckily, you got a runner at third. Now a wild pitch, a pass ball.
Correct. It gives you more opportunities, but
so where does that come into the measurement scale?
Well, I don't know, because I'm not the guy running the computers. I'm just saying I like bunting, but bunting on this team, it all depends who's on deck. If Lorenzo Cain's on deck, okay, yeah, maybe it makes sense. Maybe he could put the ball in play. I didn't mind it today with Urias up, but more times than not, with this team, as much as we strike out, I'll take my chances 3 times getting a base hit. There is a point to changing things up. Look, our offense has been miserable. We can't score
right.
runs. So there's a point to that of changing things up, trying something new. Which is
and that to me, Brett, that to me is where this thing comes into play. Because when Craig Counsell, when the manager says we're going to have to find ways to score more runs, end quote, find ways to score more runs, because what they're doing isn't working. So this is an element of this equation. You're probably going to have to do a little bit more of this until your offense does get on track.
See, I'd like to see more stolen bases rather than giving away outs.
You saw a double steal today, so you're seeing just a tick more of that. Colton Wong seems to be, pretty active on the base pass. So, okay, so there's a vote against situational baseball. Well, 414-799-1250. Huge win for the Crew. I mean, absolutely huge. This is big. This again, we're back to buy time mode. We're buying time. Now we're buying time for a little different reason. Before we were buying time to get the offense going. I'm sorry, to get healthy. Now we're buying time to get the offense going. Still. All right, where do you want to go, Rami?
Mike Southside. You're on the Pella
Hello,
Windows
Michael.
And Doors of Wisconsin Baseball Postgame.
Hey, Tim. Hey, giving away outs doesn't make sense when you only need one run. Because you're saying that a guy can come up and hit and give you more runs, but all you need is one run to win the game. If you're in
right.
the extra innings or bottom of the ninth.
No, you need a hit to win the game.
No, you bunt. If they're on second, you get them over to third, and all you need is what, Tim? A fly ball.
Yep.
And it wins the game.
That's right.
And I'll tell you what, do the stats on this. How many runs are scored when guys are on third with one out?
Just in general?
What's the percentage?
I would say the percentages are pretty good.
Exactly. So
that's, yeah.
Well, you got to score runs. That doesn't hold water when it comes to when you need one run. Because you don't need two or three runs. You just got to win the game in extra innings or the bottom of the ninth. But at the same time, look it up. When guys are on third base with one out, all you need is a fly ball. A deep fly ball, and that guy is scoring.
Sounds so reasonable to me.
I'm with you, Tim.
Okay. All right. I thought he was against me. So we're 1-1 here.
Thanks for the call.
I thought he was at first.
It sounds real easy. All they need is a fly ball.
Or a ground ball to the right side. A little chopper.
That's all they need. That's all they got to do.
Wild pitch.
That's
pass ball.
Yeah. They're not a good offensive team. They're not a skilled lineup that does those types of things.
Yeah, because they don't hit well. They
right.
don't hit well, so
right.
they don't need
the fact,
a hit.
And I'm typing out this tweet to somebody right now, and we got to take another break, Tim, because we went so long in the first segment. The fact that this team is not good offensively, specifically their high strikeout numbers, is exactly why it's an especially bad idea for this Brewers team to be giving away outs. An especially bad idea. People keep saying, you know, the way this Brewers team is built, they especially should be bunting. No, it's exactly the opposite. That's why they shouldn't be. You got it backwards.
No, that's why they should be, because they can't hit.
No, because
so don't hit to get runs.
They can't even put balls in play.
The point is, don't hit to get runs. You don't need hits to get runs in that scenario. It's crazy. The other thing that popped up here, too, something to think about during the break here. Someone brought this up last night, Rami. I don't know if you've put this into the think tank yet. So you're at home. Like the Brewers were last night, but today, as a matter of fact, both days. The higher leverage situation for the pitcher is in the 10th inning as opposed to the 9th, isn't it? Tied? Let's say you're tied in the 9th. Okay, the higher leverage inning would be the 10th, wouldn't it? With a runner on second with nobody out.
Yeah, theoretically, yes.
Just in theory.
Right.
Just in theory. Is
yeah.
that really nothing to do with situational small ball here.
Right.
Offensively. But just something to think about. He brought it up last night, and I just wonder with this new rule, and again, we're 110 games into this runner at second with nobody out.
I still don't like it, by the way. I'll never like
okay.
it.
Okay. But I wonder if situationally that maybe you would hold off a hater for the higher leverage, if it goes to the extra, I'm still trying to think about this. To me, my first reaction is, "Hey, I need to hold him right here in the ninth."
Right. Yeah, I think the way council handles it is probably the best way to handle it. You don't know if you'll need that guy in the tenth if you score
right.
a run. You know what I mean?
If you score a run in the bottom of the ninth,
yeah.
right. But it's just something to think about. Something to think about. All right, situational baseball. I got the poll going on Twitter. We can continue taking phone calls. A huge win for the Brewers, 6-5 final. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway on 1250 AM The Fan and Odyssey Station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, welcome back. 10-inning, 6-5 victory. A little different outcome for Brent Suter, who pitched the 10th yesterday and then the 10th today. Two different outcomes, and the Brewers get it done. Jackie Bradley Jr. with our play of the game with ABC Audio Video. It's two outs, man on third base, game on the line. Do you want to? You don't want to go into the 11th inning. JBJ says, let's end it right here.
Swing and a fly ball hit to right. Myers on the track. It's off the wall. A game winner for Jackie Bradley Jr. And the Brewers win it by a final of 6-5-10. It was the changeup, Rock. He went out and got it.
And left it up in the zone right down the middle after a fastball to get ahead in the count. I'll tell you, this was a great series against the best team in the National League. Jackie Bradley Jr. coming up big with two outs.
Yeah, how did the Brewers do in their test in this series here? And again, they just play some of these teams so tight, and it's just hanging in the balance. This punch, counter punch, and then punch again in this one. Willie Adames had a huge day today. I mean, he was outstanding today, both defensively as well as with the bat. And JBJ, as you just heard, with ABC Audio Video, our play of the game, as the Brewers get the 6-5 victory. And all the highlights here on the show, courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin, Jeff Levering, Bill Schroeder on that call today, 799-1250, as Brewers get the their win-loss record back to 25-25, obviously 50 games into the season. And really the third mark in just a span of a few games here, and hanging in there, I guess, not playing their best baseball, that is true. So you wonder what they're going to do once they do play their best baseball. All right, where are we going to go here, Sam? I'm sorry. Richard, you're next up on the Fan. What's going on, Richard?
Hi, fellas. Fascinating and interesting discussion. Love it.
Thank you.
I would like to redefine what you guys are talking about and add the word context to the situation. Generally, rule of thumb, I would favor Rami, but there are certain circumstances, as of today's game, when I have a hero up, guy at second. Hira made 4 outs on 10 pitches today prior to the last at bat. Mm-hmm. He struck out 6 times throughout the series on 14 pitches. So there is a good situation where basically out of desperation, I would try the bunt. I would try a double steal if I had Wong and Yelich or Tatis and Profar on bases. I wouldn't try a double steal if I had Shaw and Vogelback.
Right.
In fact, I wouldn't have those guys move unless the ball was in the stands on a pass ball. So it's a context of the situation. I do want to say that there was a study several years ago based on, I think, 10,000 games. And the guy hit the number of what were the odds of getting a guy home for the second with no outs, getting a guy home from third with one out, a guy from first with no outs with one out. Unfortunately, I had a home at the time. I'm calling from my car, so I can't give you that site. But I know that specifically that you can calculate the odds based, if you think 10,000 sample size is a good size to base your opinion on. I just want to say something about the winning today's game and how important it was. I like Adames at shortstop. Good player. But look what they gave up in terms of their bullpen. They not only gave up Rasmussen, but they also gave up Feuerhausen, who already has one save for, is not even their closer, but he did come in earlier this week and closed out a game for the Rays. Their bullpen is severely weakened. You have basically four reliable relievers in Heater, Williams,
Boxberger, and Suter.
Right. The next four guys up, well, Lawyer is your long, not your lawyers, you're now your sixth pitcher. You have Perdomo, Yardley, and Richards. Richards, I he might be okay, but I'm leaning back to the way I saw him pitch his stuff. Everything that all his outs seem to be fly balls. That's in a high leverage situation. I don't want to see a fly ball pitcher come in. So the second string bullpen, I call it the arson squad. They have to find at least two more relievers. Otherwise, they're going to be in severe dangers of going into long losing droughts. For instance, I don't think they can use Williams for the next two games because I think he threw over 30 pitches and was back-to-back games. So your eighth inning guy, who's fantastic, will they be able to use him Friday? Probably not. Maybe not.
I think
even on
Williams
Saturday
and Hader are off limits tomorrow. To tell you the truth, Richard, I got a scoot. We got a million things going on, but I love the word context. Hold every and all of this into context. That is all I'm saying. Is that a given situation comes up, you have to use it. You just have to use it. That day, that situation, that guy. Again, there's a million different elements involved in the decision, but it's based on here and now. Not all the time. I'm not asking you guys to sacrifice bunt in the sixth inning. Come on. I'm certainly not asking you guys to forgive a bunt by your 3-4 hitter in the sixth inning. I mean, you play baseball at that point. You play it out. Let's get one more in here. Billy, you're next on the fan here. What's happening?
Billy.
Hey, Bill.
All right, no Billy.
No Billy.
Let's go to Al in Cedarburg.
Cedarburg's Al. You're on the fan. What's up, Al?
Thank you for giving me a quick entry. Tim, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We've talked before, so I mentioned to Evan over there, I have a little bit of bias with the Brewers just due to my some connections with the fam, as I've alluded to you and Horvat. But I think really today, I love the whole idea of context. And Rami, I'm sorry, my man, but you know these are the reasons exactly why you bunt and why you look to integrate some sort of small ball type of mentality. And I think Council's learning that that's going to be something he's going to need to have in his repertoire moving forward. But the one thing that I just want to take away from this, or what I'm really pumped about for today, and I hope that is going to continue to move forward, was Jackie Bradley Jr., I think, really needed this moment for his confidence and for what he can really be capable of down the line. So I think for him today, this is going to be a huge springboard for what we need for him. And I'm going to compare it to a good old, one of my favorite movies, Rounders. Mike McDermott, played by Matt Damon, always was told by John Malkovich, you're hanging around. That's what we got to do. We just got to hang in there, wait for our moments, and do what we got to do. Thank you for the time, gentlemen. Have a good day.
You got it, Al. And that's exactly right. That's what they're doing. In that context, it's a long season right now. Just get through. Just keep churning, keep grinding, because that's a huge thing. By the way, I don't want to be super negative today. A huge win, and I agree with you. This is huge for JBJ, and hopefully he can get things going. What did you guys make of the lineup today? Because you're facing like a 14-year-old left-hander, you got to sit down your three best hitters in a game in which you win and you can even up the series at 2-2. lay a little foundation of beating that NL West, Dodgers and Padres, and taking care of business. And you sat Colton Wong, Christian Yelich, and Omar Narvaez because there's a young left-hander on the mound? No wonder you have run scoring problems. I just, again, that part of it, I'm not going to go too crazy about it. And they did win the ball game today. But think about that. Because just simply, and again, is this because of soreness? Is this because of a scheduled day off? There's a lot of things we don't know. So you can't go too crazy over it. But if they are all three healthy and ready to go, because there's a young left-hander on the mound, analytics told you that Colton Wong, Omar Narvaez, and Christian Yelich would score less runs for your team than Luis Urias, Daniel Robertson. Think about that. Left to right, Yelich, Kane, Avi. Go to work. Go to work every day. Put JBJ back to where he belongs, and that's a fourth or fifth outfielder. Yelich, Kane, Avi. Go to work on a regular basis. Now, again, though, with the caveat being we don't know who's sore and all that stuff. All right, 414-799-1250. I think situational small ball on our Twitter poll there, Sam, is that right? It is dying or it is gone? We'll have the some results for you. Up next, Brewers, 10 innings, 6-5. They get the win today, and they tie the series two games apiece. As Jackie Bradley Jr., a walk-off double in that 10th inning. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway here on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper. Brought to you by Scholze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to scholzefamilybeef.com. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan.
Jackie Bradley Jr. has his Brewers moment today with a walk-off bottom of the 10th inning. Hit for the crew as they get a 6-5 victory. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell in just a second. We're going to need to hear from JBJ, too. You got to be just thrilled with Jackie Bradley Jr. coming up in that moment. I mean, that could be a tipping point for him. 799-1250. Let's go to Nate. Nate, you're on The Fan. What's up?
How are we doing this afternoon, Kevin? Just wanted to say great win today. Much needed win after yesterday. I'm just glad Craig Counsell finally decided to do a little bit of more stealing that bunt at the end. It just shows that he's willing to adjust because I mean I don't think that adjusting a little bit is too much bad of a thing. Especially when it's about winning ball games. So I'm just glad that we got a manager who's willing to step out of his way, even if it's just for a game right now, and look at it from the other side. And, you know, because I feel good about this team. And it's kind of hard when you see things that you could do and the manager doesn't do it. But then when the next game after that, he decides to let the guys run a little bit on the base paths and puts down bunts. It gets you sure that it's he sees it and that he's trying to win as well. Because some of these managers out here, you'd be like, well, what are you doing? Like, you see it and you just don't react to it, and then it develops the whole thing. But I'm just glad Craig Counsell is is tapping into his baseball mind a little bit and stepping away from the analytics a little bit, at least for today. You know, he might go back to the same thing tomorrow, but today it was a good day. So
to me, Nate, thanks for the call. Always a pleasure. To me, it's encouraging that I don't think it was a necessarily a desperation thing or a panic move, but it had to be grading on him just the lack of run production. It just has to get to him a little bit. And that's everyone's got the breaking point, and I'm not saying he's at his. I'm just saying he's doing something a little bit different. And when he says find ways to score more runs, I mean, what does that mean? It's tough to peg down what that means. Find ways to score more runs. Those are his words. Okay, fair enough. Is it extra BP, extra guidance, extra video work? You know, what is it? A change in your hands? Is it, an adjustment at the plate? So there's all different ways you can read that. But at some point, if these guys aren't going to hit for runs, then you got to manufacture the runs. It's just that simple. I'm not saying across the board in all season. But during the times that you're in a funk, you manufacture as best you can with the players you have. And again, reiterate the point I made before the break. This starting lineup today had no Wong, Yelich, Omar Narvaez, or Shaw. Instead, it was JBJ, Urias, Robertson, and Pena. Well, shut my mouth because they won the ball game. So, I mean, that's the result. All right, let's get to Craig Counsell here and JBJ and Rami. And I will not interrupt very much longer here to the award-winning Rami Maklouf.
Take your time, Tim.
Okay. All right, let's get to Brewers manager Craig Counsell after a big-time 10-inning 6-5 win.
Craig, is that I don't know if he's going to be able to repeat this very often, but is that sort of – Willie Adames that you're hoping you see a lot of? His fingerprints were all over that in the field and at the plate, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge game, and he did a lot of really good things, both sides of the ball, throws, plays, swung the bat great, huge homer. So it's hard to think of a better game than he just had right there.
Craig, the word that gets thrown around a lot with him is energy. That's pretty palpable with him, isn't he? He's just a very enthusiastic guy naturally.
Yeah, he is. I'll use the word again. He's a leader. I mean, that's what it is. He does a lot of things really well. And his, you know, I think his positive attitude rubs off on others. His energy rubs off on others, but those are qualities of a leader as much as anything. And in the middle of the field like that, it's a really good feeling to have a guy like that playing in the middle of the diamond.
How rare is it when a guy comes in, he's played six games for you and he's already in that role? I mean, that's impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a role. It's a trait that he has, and it's a quality he has just as a person. So, he's going to take that wherever he goes in life. You know, really, it's who he is.
For Bradley to get a hit like this to end the game, he was pretty blunt about the way his season has gone just now. Just what kind of can that kind of serve as a catalyst to kind of turn things around? You've talked about how he's a guy who kind of gets going as the season goes on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this could have been last night for him, really. it probably should have been two nights in a row, except for an incredible defensive play. So, you know, this is a guy that's done a lot of great things in his career, played in some huge games, been really successful in enormous games, and he's gotten off to a slow start, and it's, you know, there's no way to other slice it. It's been frustrating for him for sure. But look, I think, you know, moments of success and being the hero, like on a day like this, you know, it lets you sleep easy and puts a smile on your face.
Craig, what about the impact of that relay throw, too, from Jackie to Willie to get Hosmer out at home just to keep that game tied?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, Jackie got it in really quickly. And then Willie's throw was it took that throw to get him. And so I don't know if we could have done that any better, really. Those guys executed as well as you could execute it. And it anything less than that, and we don't get an out there.
Were you happy to see Adrian have the day that he did just after two tough starts?
Yeah, I thought Adrian was really sharp. And it was, you know, it was the location of pitches. You thought you just saw, you know, the swings from the right-handers, I thought really indicated how much the ball was moving. Located, I thought his four-seamer was a good pitch today to the left-handers and kind of just beating some left-handers. So a lot of good things from Adrian today.
Craig, that was a really hard-fought split, wasn't it? That team keeps putting pressure on you, and you guys, you know, kept responding. And you guys really got into a four-day battle with them.
Yeah, that's what you expect when, you know, you play teams like that, and that's you expect wins to be very difficult, and they make it tough to beat them. And I think those are traits of good teams, that even the losses are tough. You know, it's tough to beat a team. So it's they've got a nice roster, and they, like I said, they do a lot of things really well. You know, the middle of their lineup is difficult to go through. You know, with Tatis and, you know, anchoring it, and Hosmer is really, really locked in. So, you know, we played them tough. It's, you know, of seven games, I think we've played them pretty tough. Six of the seven games, I thought we did about as good as we could. Even I thought yesterday we played a pretty darn good game, just kind of missing a hit. But I'm glad we're done with them.
Craig, regarding the Heroes bunt in the 10th, I think we can see that the runner and the hitter his reasons put behind that. But how much did you know about Heroes' ability to get the bunt down? Because I don't know how many times you've asked him to do that, or just wondering what you
know. Yeah, I know. But actually, it was the reason to bunt is because I know Keston is compliments to his really to his college background and his coach. Keston has a couple qualities, his dirt ball reads, his bunting, kind of all hammered into him through his college coach. We've known he's always been really good at those things. So it's just, those are the fundamentals that he's been, you know, we know he has the capability of doing it when we would ask.
Craig, are you a believer that changes the Bradley at bat? Does that change what a pitcher does when there's a runner at third? What he has in his arsenal?
No, I mean, I think we were doing it for the Urias. You do it for the Urias at bat. That's why you do it. It was successful, but I think we won the game because Jackie had a great at bat, really.
Hey, Craig, going back to Willie, when you guys acquired him, I know that you probably understood the impact that he could have on the field, but when you talk about him as a leader already inside the clubhouse, is that something when you guys acquired him, you thought he could have that quick of an impact right away?
Yeah, I mean, look, like, I think people that are leaders. It's like I said, it's a trait. So, you know, let's not confuse, like, his day-to-day with leadership. You know, his day-to-day was just really good baseball game. But I think it's one of the reasons why we were interested in Willie. When people talk about you like that at that age, at 25 years old, and it's special, really. You know, it's a skill that's going to serve him well throughout the rest of his career. It's going to skill that's going to impact others in a good way. It's you know, I think it's a piece of the interest to acquire him, for sure.
There he is, Craig Counsell. Pretty strong words on Willie Adames right there, and a big day for him. I think the Brewers have found their two-hitter, Wong, Adames, Yelich. 1-2-3. Let's let that play
for a little while. Jackie Bradley Jr., got to be pleased with him. We're going to hear from him coming up in just a second here. Squeeze in a couple of more phone calls. Rami, you'll jump back in here. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove after a Brewers 10-inning 6-5 win.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse, presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
6-5 victory. Rami Makhlouf is coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll get to JBJ in just a second here, as you got to feel good about his moment, if you will, in Milwaukee here with the walk-off in the bottom of the 10th inning. We'll get to him in a second here. Let's see. Brian's been holding on. Brian, you're on the fan. What's going on?
Hey, Tim. Well, first of all, that was a good comeback, comeback from a tie win today in the bottom of the 10th. They really needed that one.
Yeah.
I really like the way Padres manufactured one of those runs, at least in the top of the eighth. I mean, it reminded me of kind of old school 80s baseball. They get the leadoff guy on, get him over to second, and get him in. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, that proves that you don't have to, you know, play long ball to manufacture runs.
And you know, we'll check the Twitter poll here in just a second. But again, make no mistake, I don't see it as an across-the-board thing. I'm just seeing it as certain circumstances, certain situations do come up. For example, Council said, he knew the background of the bunting skills of Keston Hira. Maybe another hitter up there, he doesn't go to the bottom of the 10th bunt with that auto runner at second base with nobody out. Maybe he doesn't do that because another hitter is just simply not capable of getting a bunt down. So all of those play into this. And as our one call, context of the situation. All right, let's get to JBJ not having a good year, but maybe this will be a little bit of a tipping point. Here's the Brewers outfielder after the win.
Hey, Jackie. Are you a believer in karma? Last night in the 10th inning, you smoked that ball as hard as you can smoke it, and it doesn't work out. And today, boom, it did.
That's by chance. they like to use the sayings, it all even out. Well, I'm here to tell you it does not. I'm just going to tell you the truth. It does not even out. But it was good to get this one today.
How have you been keeping your head up through this?
Every day. I mean, got to keep swinging. Obviously, it's a grind. My performance has been abysmal. And there's no excuse for it. But, I'm going to continue to come in every single day, put the work in, and kind of let the chips fall where they may.
Do you feel like a hit like this, a game winner, can be like a catalyst to kind of turn things around for you the way things are going?
It's a possibility. You would like to hope and think that. Like I said, I'm going to continue to work hard and help the team win. And that's the main goal.
Jackie, hey, I know we've asked you this before, but are you still surprised at how much off speed you're seeing from other teams?
No, apparently it's working. So they're going to keep it going, and, have hit some off speeds hard. But, doesn't matter if you hit it hard or not. If you're making outs, then that's where they're going to keep throwing.
Hey, Jackie, on that, the game winner, I think, was on a changeup, actually. And I know you hit a home run, I think, a few days ago on breaking pitch. Have you made some sort of adjustment there or working toward improving in that one?
Just trying to hit the ball hard. I've hit the ball hard a couple of times, whether it was fastball, off speed, but you got to find holes. Results is what matters. and I'll hit them soft too. I mean, I'll take whatever I can get. But yeah, I mean, it's always a continuous adjustment and adjustment with yourself and an adjustment with the opposition as well.
What kind of, I mean, obviously Adamus had a huge game for y'all today. What kind of energy burst, kind of lift has he given y'all since he came over?
He's been amazing. He's been there every single day, making sure that, you know, everyone's elevated, keeping everybody in good spirits. He brings a lot of energy. The competitiveness that he brings day in and day out is contagious, and he's amazing.
There he is, Jackie Bradley Jr. after the game winner today, and talking about Willie Adamus there. JBJ is such an, just so easy to like that dude. It just is. You want to root for him, but man, it's been tough. It's been very tough watching him play, watching him hit, I should say, defensively, spot on. You know, to cut down Hosmer, he's a huge part of that. Throw to Adamus, the relay to home, cuts down a huge run at that time. Twitter poll out there. Sammy, what do you have for us?
All right, we asked on 1250 AM The Fan on Twitter. We asked, is situational baseball alive? Tim, 55% say no, and 45% say yes, it is alive.
Yeah, 55% say it's dead and gone. Oh, boy. All right, we'll continue to have this conversation. Hopefully we won't, though. You know what's going to stop this conversation? Brewers scoring runs. Just score runs. Just get runs. Then we won't have to get into this. Brewers fire up a three-game set, a quick trip to the nation's capital to take on the Nationals. It's a 6:05 first pitch. After the last pitch, you make the switch right here. We're going to be talking Brewers baseball tomorrow night after the ball game. Brewers split the four-gamer with the San Diego Padres, and maybe they can get on the road, get on a little bit of a run, and see what happens. 25-25 after 50 games here in the 2021 championship season. For Sam Schmitz, my name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great day. Stick around. Rami Francis Maklouf is on your radio dial. It's 1250 AM The Fan. It's an Odyssey station. And smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.